Tuesday and Wednesday before Pesach, Shir 142. All of the Shiurim for today have been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Asher Yaakov ben Chaim Yosef, Zichrono Livracha. The Schus of Limra Teira and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe should bring him an Ilu Neshama, and he should be Zeiche Talichte Gagan Eden. Rav Shach Zatzal once made a comment that he had very little to take before the Bezdin Shalmaila, after he was going to be Nifter. And one of his Talmidim asked, what about the Sefer Avi Ezri? You're taking that with you. Why do you feel that you don't have so much to take? And Rav Shach said a very powerful concept. He said, Avi Ezri is a very good Sefer, but it brought me publicity. And you should know that something that has been publicized in this world is not worth as much in Olam Haba. That is what Rav Shach said. And you could have a schus. The Avi Ezri is a tremendous schus. But if it's public, the schus is greatly minimized. And this is something that we have to keep in mind in every area in life, specifically when we approach a Yom Tov. Because Pesach is about the Mishpacha. Pesach is about instilling emunah in your family, in your children. That's your job. It's not public. When a person creates a situation in his home, and we work on trying to keep the feelings of Yom Tov, the simcha of Yom Tov, the understanding of emunah and betachon, we don't have to advertise it to the street. When we advertise it, it's minimized, Rachman Litzlan. Yes, sometimes people find out about things. But we have to remember, when we create in our homes a private Yom Tov, yes, we have guests. But we have to remember, it's private. It's not for the world to know. It's between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a Chashav Yom Tov. That is a Chashav Avodas Hashem. Wherever it is, whatever a person is doing, you do a chesed. Whatever you're doing, the more private it is, the bigger the schus. If you have to do it in public, you have to. But remember, if nobody knows about it, it's worth much more. And something which is publicized is worth much less. And that's the proper attitude toward every area in Avodas Hashem, especially a Yom Tov. Sometimes people get carried away. What are you doing? What are you doing? They take pictures, they post it, etc. You're missing the point. You're not understanding that when you keep it private, it's worth so much more. When your Yom Tov is for your family, for your children, it's between you and the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Then you experience the Simcha of Yom Tov. Then you experience the Aliyah of Yom Tov. Then you experience the greatness of every area in Avodas Hashem.